Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. As I come to you today from my house, I got a lot of different things going on, a lot of different things shut down in D.C., so we're going to be changing up how we deliver things, and for me, it's going to be a trying situation today, because when I'm home, I'm home. When I'm at work, I'm at work, so I'm going to have to fight against going over to that big, comfortable sofa over there and lying down and forget to come back to the radio. I don't think I'm going to do that at all, because I really want to bring you all a good show. We have a very good show planned for you today. 12:15, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. At 1:20, the Super Bowl winning coach from last year, Andy Reid, and the guy who's hosting for the third time in 3 years, the AFC Championship game again, will be joining us. He did the same thing in Philadelphia. Then at 2:15, we'll be joined by one, Alan May, because the Caps are playing against the Penguins again tonight at 7 o'clock. Alan will come in and talk about how they've started, some things that seem to be familiar from last year and similar to last year, but also how they're going to change up and get past a lot of those different things. Brian Baldinger, we'll get Brian to come on and talk to us about several different things. And Brian will be brought to you by BetQL. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbook don't want you to see. Be smart, bet smarter, and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. But now it's time for the opening kickoff.
Mitchell is going to return it. 35, breaks the tackle to 40, he may go, it's over, it's a touchdown for Mitchell.
Mitchell from the 10. Mitchell, can he go 90? He can!
It's time for B-Mitch to take the opening kickoff.
I'm going to read this little quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, because I wasn't here yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, I took a day off. And today I wanted to really just start talking about some things that he had discussed based on how things went last week on the 6th. And then also we have an inauguration tomorrow and Dr. King's birthday and his day being yesterday. He said the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. And I'm just going to do this, and I'm putting out a test and a challenge to every person out there, not just man as we know it, but man, woman, no different what color you are, race, creed, or whatever. What Dr. King was saying was that when things are comfortable, everybody is happy, just like in sports. You know, this is what we talk about on this thing, and I try to make everything come back to sports. We talk, when you're winning, everything is good, okay? Everybody's happy. Everybody's cheering. When you're losing, you have people starting to jump off the bandwagon, starting to point fingers and begin to say it's somebody else's fault. But right now, we're in a trying time in our country. And yes, yeah, things aren't great for everyone. So it may be great for some people, but it's not great for everyone. But I think we're at a point now where there are a lot of people who need to have some serious conversations with some of their friends, even some of your family members. There are some other people out there who automatically takes what other people are doing and feel that, okay, now I can start doing terrible stuff, awful things. But you know what? It comes a time now where we have to start thinking to how we're going to get this thing back to where Dr. King was talking about. And I know a lot of the things he said haven't come to fruition, but a lot of them have gotten closer. And for me, as I go through life, I deal with people on many different walks, okay? And I fight a lot of, and I was just doing a little thing, a test that I had to do for Intercom the other day, and it talks about unconscious bias. It talks about conscious biasness. And I find out that I have already been challenging myself to try to overcome some of those things. You know, when you look at your culture, your neighborhood, your school, your friends that are around you, you have certain things and certain biases. And if a person tell you, I'm not biased at all, get the hell away from them. They're a damn lie. We all have some level of biasness in us, but it's how we react to it and how we deal with it. So now we're in a point where things seem to be troubling for some folks. You know, and I think a lot of times the same people that are out there doing stupid things is because somebody close to them and near to them does not tell them the truth. You know that they're doing wrong, but what do? No, I can't do that, you know, because that's a trying time. Times have gotten a little tough. You have to have a difficult conversation with somebody. You have to tell your friend, hey, oh, you know, maybe somebody got to tell their dad, you can't hate that culture because I'm dating someone in that culture. All types of ways. There are a lot of different things going on. But, you know, tough times brings with tough people. And there are people out there who call themselves leaders. And just like last week, when we saw everything happening at the Capitol, we saw some of those bold leaders hiding, running, getting away, because they were not leaders when the times got tough. So I'm expecting all of you, whether it's you're a leader of your household, okay, you're just a leader of yourself. You're a leader at your job. You may be a leader in your community, your state, wherever. I'm asking you all now to start doing the difficult things, because the United States of America is the best country in the world. And I know a lot of times we get so pissed off and we say, oh, I want to leave. No, you don't. I've been to some other countries, and you don't have the right to disagree with people. You don't have the right to have an argument when you feel like it. You don't have a right to say, I don't like that. You say those things and you'll be done, dead, out of here. So this country still is the best out there. Now I'm starting to expect other people to live up to what your part is. You know, is it such thing as doing your own part? I've started this year off by saying about just health, wellness, and trying to be more positive. And I told people I'm going to try my best to be a leader and try to lead you and hold you accountable. So what do I have to do? Every day I have to get up and hold myself accountable. So I started this morning, got up, went downstairs, got on the treadmill, ran around, posted something, and everybody else was saying, I'm with you, B. Mitch. So this is a thing about trying to make sure you bring people along with you. You know, Dr. King didn't talk for just himself. Dr. King wasn't necessarily only talking for people of color. He was talking for everyone. He wants everybody to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And I think that happens in multiple ways. You know, when we hear those things and we understand Dr. King was an African-American man, we immediately think he was just talking to us. But he's also telling us once we get power, we cannot do the same thing to the others. We can't sit up there and try to oppress the oppressor, you know, because then we'll be just changing it up and doing it in a different manner. So I'm asking everyone, as we move forward, and we're going to move forward, okay, because we're going to hold everyone accountable. All these people in Congress, in politics, that's been making these promises when things got tough for them, you know what? Hold them to it. Make them have to live up to it. And let's not let the ignorance of certain people in this country overtake everything, because I believe that most people want the best for everybody. But there are a lot of people out there who only give a damn about themselves. We understand that. But you know what? It's time for all of us. In the tough times, let's stand up. Okay? Let's have those conversations. Let's not just be the one when everything is going good and it's all flowers and sunshine and are we so happy? No. In the tough times, let's be able to stand up and lead the way we're supposed to lead. All right, coming up, we have Brian Balding, as I stated, at 12:15. Brian is brought to you by BetQL. We're going to have Brian at 12:15. We're going to break down all types of things, because Brian Baldinger, believe me, if you follow him on Twitter, that's at Baldy, B-A-L-D-Y, NFL, you will find out this guy will teach you. I know a lot of people like to tell me that I watch film. No, you don't. Listen, watch Brian Baldinger on Twitter as he break down plays. You will learn how to watch film and in turn be a more educated and intelligent sports fan. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Hi, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. And joining the show now is Radio.com NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfour on Baldy's Breakdown. Something I'm telling you all you better check out. With new episodes out twice a week, just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. What's up, brother? How you doing, Baldy? What's happening, man?
Hey, B. Mitch. It's good to be with you, man. Happy New Year to you, bro.
Oh, same to you, man. Like, I was looking at researching, I saw that Baldinger played with the Cowboys. I just did not want to remember. I knew that, but I didn't want to remember it. Then I saw it again. I said, I'm just going to remember him as an Eagle. I'm going to forget about those Cowboy days.
I had to turn in my Cowboy card when I moved to Philadelphia and played for the Eagles, B. Mitch. They don't want to hear that either.
Oh, you know how they are up there. But, Bob, I know you are well-versed when it comes to pros football and NFL, definitely. A lot of different things going on. We go back to last week, Drew Brees, Tom Brady go after it. Do you expect to see Drew Brees playing again in New Orleans?
I don't think so, B. Mitch. I think this is it for him. I mean, he knows he didn't play well, and he knows that, you know, the injuries the last 2 years have knocked him out of, you know, about five games a year. And they're probably, you know, he's got four kids now and married and, you know, 42. I think he gave it the very best he had. But I think he's ready to move on. I really do. Not, you know, all players might feel that way in January. By the time you get to May, they may feel differently. But I think we saw the last of Drew Brees on Sunday.
And another game, we watched the Baltimore Ravens get into the playoffs again, and then their offense does not fare the way it does throughout the regular season. Is this something that they need to change about that offense, or does Lamar need to just become, I guess, an extremely better passer?
Well, I think both would help them. I mean, I think the offense is – it looks almost too simple in the passing game, and I'm not really sure – what a lot of the things are designed to do. A lot of his big runs obviously come off, you know, passes that he doesn't throw when he can scramble, and he's good at that. He's great at it. They run the ball so well, B. Mitch, but I think in some of these games when they have it in control, they should work on their passing game. You know, like against Cincinnati, they run for 400 yards, but maybe they should be working on, and they have the game in control, and, you know, it's in the bag, it's over. Like, I think they should spend part of the regular season working on developing their passing game. And so that when they get to the postseason and they're behind or they got to play catch up or whatever, you know, they could be a little bit more efficient than they've been in the last 3 years in the passing game.
Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, I hear so many people say he's the best quarterback ever. And for me, I can't take that until he wins some more Super Bowls. I understand he has the athletic prowess. He has the strongest arm. He can throw every throw, but I need to see just a little bit more. Watching him this year, do you think this just seems to be Aaron's year?
Well, I think he just – I think he really understands the offense. You know, they have basically the answer for any defensive twist that you want to throw at him. And so I just think he knows exactly where to go with the ball most of the time. And that means, you know, whether to run it or throw it in a lot of cases, Brian. So, I mean, I think he's having his best season he's ever had. And I don't know that I've seen a defense yet, including, you know, this week against Tampa, that can do much to slow him down.
I think when you look at the fact that they played Tampa a little bit earlier this year and it didn't look well for them, as we look forward to that game, Tom Brady going against Aaron Rodgers, I think that's what everybody's going to look at. But for me, it comes down to what defense plays the best. It's not about the quarterbacks. It's about what defense comes in and plays the best. Do you think that Tom can do anything against their defense? Because it's going to take Aaron Rodgers to keep playing how he's playing to beat Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think, you know, that was a week six game. So, you know, it was back in October they played that game. So a lot of things have changed. I think the Bucs, you know, can run the ball. They ran the ball really well in the first game against Green Bay. I think they're going to be able to run the ball again. Leonard Fournette, you know, found new life the last couple of weeks. He didn't look like that during the regular season. In fact, he didn't play in that week six game. He was inactive. Shady McCoy played. But the way he's playing, I think him and you know, Ronald Jones, I think that's a good 1-2 punch. And, you know, I thought they blocked really well last week. And I think they can run the ball against Green Bay. You know, it's just a question of how patient will Brady be? Will he be, you know, trying to force these deep shots, or will he take what the defense gives him like he did last week? They've gotten off to a lot of slow starts this year. They got off to a slow start against Green Bay in the first game. They were down 10-0, but then the turnovers really helped turn things around for them. So I just want to see how patient they're going to be. But I think they can have a very good day offensively. I think both teams are going to have a good day offensively.
Joining the show right now is Radio.com Inside, NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Brian is brought to you by BetQL. Brian, we look at Patrick Mahomes last week, and he got hurt. For me, I'm being honest, which I was listening to the broadcast, and I listened to the announcers, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's definitely I didn't see a hit to his head. So I don't know, and I heard Jay Glazer came out later and said it was more about being kind of choked, and you could see the guy arm around his neck and how he kind of had that little pull your forearm in. I can see that. I did not see a hit to the head. So the concussion aspect, I understand the seriousness of it. I understand what the league is trying to do. I thought he was like his air was gone and his leg buckled on him instead of a concussion. Your thoughts?
Well, when I watched the play, you know, I slowed down a bunch, you know, on just the coach's tape, Brian, and I thought the same thing when I saw the play. But when I watched it, like, Mac Wilson's got his arm around his neck, and when he tackles him, his head does bounce off the turf, the front of his helmet. Now, you know, whether that was concussion or not, I mean, he had that. The eyes, to me, just said, you know, he looked glassy to me. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes that's a concussion, sometimes it isn't. I hear now it's like more of a nerve thing than it was a concussion. I think they did the right thing and keep him out of the game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if it's not a concussion, then he's going to play this week. Now, you know, the turf toe, I don't know about you, Brian, but I've had the turf toe. Like, I don't wish that on anybody, man. Yeah. I mean, that's just a rough injury. You can play with it. It's hard to practice with it. You're going to think about it. That's his plant foot to throw off of. It looked like it bothered him once he got that injury. So, I mean, that's the other thing you have to consider is that turf toe, is that really something that could bother him in a championship-type game? I mean, we know he's as tough as could be, but I'm with you, Brian. I don't know if it's concussion or not. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard any reports one way or the other. But if it's not a concussion, then, you know, I think he's going to play.
You know, I think when I tell people, you talk about the turf toe, I tell people the turf toe and the high ankle sprain are probably the two worst injuries in sports. They sound like something simple, but they seem to take the longest to get the pain completely out of it. And a lot of guys probably can play with it if they can deal with the pain, but they can't deal with the pain. But watching them, and now you got the Buffalo Bills who are back in the playoffs after several years, and Sean McDermott up there, see, I call him Lil Red, seems to be having that team playing terrifically well. You know, what you have to have Patrick Mahomes if you think you're going to beat them.
Yeah, well, you know, Spags, you know, Kansas City went up there and they won in week six also. And, you know, Josh Allen did not have a great game. He got blitzed a whole bunch. But conversely, Kansas City ran the ball down their throats, Brian. I mean, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was awesome in that game. And so, you know, if they run the ball like they did in the last game, I don't know what Buffalo's defense can really do, because – you know that Patrick is going to find the open holes in your zone that you're going to play. But when you can run the ball on top of it, he ran for 245 yards. And it didn't look like Buffalo could do much to slow it down. So, you know, I mean, that's to me is Buffalo's bigger concern right now, is if Clyde Edwards-Helaire, or whether it's Le'Veon Bell or Darrell Williams, if they run the ball like they did the first game, I think it's going to be a long day for Buffalo's defense.
This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, and the Radio.com app. You're talking to Brian Baldinger. You can follow him at Baldy, B-A-L-D-Y, NFL, on Twitter. And so Baldy is brought to you by BetQL. Baldy, Andy Reid is facing – he's hosting an AFC championship for the third time. And I think that's the only the second time that that has happened, where one team holds the AFC championship or NFC championship 3 years in a row. He did it when he was in Philadelphia. What type of coaching job you feel Andy has done since he left Philly and went to Kansas City?
Well, I mean, I think he's been amazing. You know, he's been in the playoffs all but 1 year up in Kansas City. I think he got fired on a Monday, Brian. He was hired by Kansas City on Friday. And he was, you know, he was back at his desk with a carton of Haagen-Dazs and, you know, a film projector, and he was drawing up plays for Alex Smith. And once he got Patrick Mahomes, though, you know, once he got Mahomes, I mean, the offense, it changes. He's got new plays every single week, Brian. You know how he is. Like, he gets an idea in his head. Like, you can't get the idea out of his head. He's going to find a way to run it. And, you know, you get Kelce and Tyreek Hill and these guys that he has. I mean, he's going to tinker, you know, all the way until, you know, Sunday afternoon, getting ready for that game. I mean, he's just, you know, he's just got a great creative mind. He gets along. He knows how to coach the coaches. He knows how, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, he knows how to get the best out of his players. I mean, people, it's a shame, you know, that fans don't ever get to really know the true Andy, how funny he is, how he really can really break down all barriers with players. You don't want to be on the bad side of Andy. But, you know, I mean, he's just, you know, he's the consummate football coach. I mean, there's nothing more he loves doing than, you know, just getting his team prepared to play.
I watched him as that game was going on. They came up, and everyone's like, oh, they're going to just try to draw him offside. And I'm thinking, no. He has a play. And I remember we were playing Dallas, and I was up there in Philly.
Yeah.
And he walks to me. This is the beginning of the game. He said, get the offense ready. I said, Coach, we're kicking off. He said, I know. I'm like, once I kick? He's like, yeah.
That was I remember that game.
The pickle juice game.
The pickle juice game, man.
Yeah.
Pickle juice, yeah.
And I saw that. I'm like, he has something playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't
believe
in.
I remember one time, Brian, we were.
Go ahead.
I remember one time I was doing an Eagle 49er game. So I'm down in the field before the game. I'm working at Fox. And, you know, it's a big game. It's a late game. And I see him before the game, so I go up, hey Coach, any new wrinkles today? He goes, hey, don't say nothing until the kickoff, all right? But I'm going deep to Deshaun first play. We're going to be up 7-0 in this game, all right? And sure enough, first play, Deshaun went deep, man, went right over their head. And he did exactly what he said he was going to do, man.
You talk about people reinventing themselves. And I'm going to have Andy Reid coming on the show today, so everybody out there at 1:20, he'll be joining us on the show.
Great.
And you know,
said hello, Brian.
I definitely will. The thing about him is people talk about reinventing yourself, okay? And a lot of these older coaches have not reinvented themselves. Andy Reid, I think, I don't know if he reinvented himself as much as the way he was, the times that we have going now is what Andy has. He's always been a guy who had trick plays, had multiple plays. He's a droid in the sand type of guy. And I think what he's done, he gets his people. And he lets everybody have fun. When guys are having fun, you can have a damn good team.
Oh, there's no question. No question. You know, and really, I don't know how well you know Patrick Mahomes, Brian, but that's who Mahomes is, man. I mean, he's you know, first of all, you know, he's that gym rat. You know, you can't get him out of there. But he loves all that stuff. He loves all the formations and little wrinkles. And he's like a little kid, you know. Like, he can't wait to try that stuff. That's how Cliff Kingsbury was at Texas Tech to a degree. But he loves all that, all those gadgets and all those little things that they do. And each week it's something different, and it keeps guys on their toes. And, you know, you just don't know, you know, the art, though, is a lot of people could do that. But can they pull it out at the right time?
Yeah.
So Andy just has that gift to be able to, like, pull that one play out at exactly the right time in the game and for it to work.
You talk about people not getting to know him. I think the world got to know him a little bit after the Super Bowl. When they asked me, you know, did you spend the night with your trophy? He said, no, I spent the night with my trophy wife.
He has some one-liners now.
Oh, yes. He has a lot of zingers. But let's get to the NFC East, Baldy, and that's something you and I are both familiar with. We got up there in Philadelphia. They let Doug Peterson go, and they're talking to just about everybody that they can think of to become a coach. And right here in Washington, Marty Herney may be joining. Well, I'm hearing that he may be hired today, joining Ron Rivera again. And I think, and people don't understand about familiarity. Coaches want to be familiar with the people that they work with. And I think if you're going to say take some of the administrative stuff from Ron, he wants to have somebody that he knows can do it. Marty Herney is that guy for him.
No question about it, Brian. You're reading it right. I mean, you know, you just want to have the guy that's going out there to find players for you to know exactly how you think. Like, you know, I mean, I remember talking to Ron this year at training camp, Brian, and, you know, he felt like his last year in Carolina, they got away from who they wanted to be. They wanted to be big in the middle, big defensive tackles and all that. You know, of course, Matt Rhule went out and drafted Eric Brown. He goes, that's my kind of team. And so Marty knows what kind of team Ron wants and the type of players that he needs. So once you get that, like, that's all you want. You just want that familiarity, like you said. That's why Marty's come back. You know, I mean, he's just an old football, you know, mind and, you know, scout. You know, he's got scout eyes. And so he'll be good for Ron as they keep building this thing because they got to a good start this year.
Yeah, I think Marty also covered this team a while back in the day, so he has a lot of familiarity with the area, so I think it's going to be a great, great move for him. What do you think ends up happening up there in Philadelphia at the head coach position?
I don't know, man. I know that, you know, they talked to Josh Daniels over the weekend, and they talked to Deuce, like you said. They're doing this, I guess, a thorough search. But me, when they fired Doug, they had a plan. Like, I just think if you're going to fire a coach on the Super Bowl 3 years ago, at least have a plan. Yep. And so, you know, they got a special clearance to talk to Eric Bieniemy, and that's great. You know, I hope Eric, you know, lands on his feet someplace, you know, Houston, Philly, wherever. But, I mean, I just don't know that they have a plan. And I think the longer this thing goes, the more difficult it's actually going to be. And so I just, you know, they're going to talk to, you know, Nick Sirianni in Indianapolis, and like, how long does it go before, like, they find their guy? I'm not sure they know exactly what they're looking for.
All right, Baldy. Well, as we got the games coming up this weekend, how do you see these games faring? Who goes to the Super Bowl? Kansas City, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, or Green Bay?
I picked Kansas City and Green Bay from the beginning in this postseason, and I'm just going to stay with them right now. Right, I think Green Bay is the best team. I picked Green Bay to win it. Obviously, anything could happen, but I think Green Bay and Kansas City look like the two best teams.
All right, man. Well, Baldy, I appreciate you giving me some time, man. Thank you.
Anytime, B. Mitch. Be good, man.
That's Brian Baldinger and Radio.com NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdown with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. And let's see what else is happening around the sports world.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
All right, the Washington Nationals signed John Lester, a left-hander, to a one-year deal. Lester did not have a good year the last 2 years, but he has that experience. Already has several World Series under his belt, and brings the experience here to Washington. Could be the fourth guy in that rotation. Then you look at the Wiz with two more positive tests. They've already missed a total of five postponed games. When are those games going to come back? We'll discuss that later on in the week. Samsonov or Vitek Vanacek, which one is the guy that you feel you love the most in the net? We'll talk to Alan May a little bit later on in the show and find out. We have a different coach. This is a new team. Why are we still getting all these penalties? Alan May joins us at 2:15. We'll get those talk. And the Caps playing against the Penguins again tonight at 7 o'clock. That's what's happening around the sports world.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
Just finished talking with Brian Baldinger, Radio.com insider. And if you want to hear that interview, go to the Radio.com rewind feature and you can go back and listen to the whole interview. Brian has picked Green Bay and Kansas City to be in the Super Bowl. And he said he picked Green Bay to do it because they seem to be the better team. We will definitely see how that happened. He also talked a little bit about Marty Herney. The reports are that they may be hiring him today. I don't know if that already happened or not. I've been trying to look and try to figure it out. But based off of a lot of people who are in the know, they saying that the Washington football team is expected to sign Marty Herney to the general manager position. And we'll see about that because of all the topics we talked about, I think this has been one of the biggest topics amongst all of the fans around here where – Kyle Smith has popped up a lot. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And I think what people have to understand sometimes is we see a person in a position and we automatically assume they're doing certain things. And I know they had a lot of picks that came up over the last few years, this, that, and the other. Did Kyle make every one of those by himself? I think that's a question you have to ask. But I think ultimately when you get a coach come in, I don't care who the coach is, and if that coach has some level of power or if the GM has that power, they're going to try to hire people that they're familiar with. And I think when you look at Marty Herney being somebody that Ron Rivera is familiar with, you can understand why Ron would want someone like that. So I asked this question to you. What are your thoughts on that? Did you expect someone else? You wanted someone else? Or do you see it? When you start thinking about a guy like a Marty Herney hired Ron Rivera down there in Tampa. In Carolina. Marty Herney is from this area, familiar with things, worked for the Washington Times, I think it was at one point. So it's a lot of familiarity with him. He covered the area. He's been an assistant general manager for a long time. He's been the actual general manager. And now those two guys are back together again, if it's going to happen, as people have said. 301-230-0980. For me, I think you can look at the experience of the man. And I believe that that is a very good move on Washington's part if they were to hire him. You know, I don't think we get to the point where, for me, I don't like falling in love with people if I don't know that they're doing the job that people expect them to do. And I think that has happened in a sense with Kyle Smith. I call it the Sean McVay effect. We saw Sean McVay leave here and go out there and have that great success that first year. And I think the success level he had his first year or two, it's dropped off some. But, yeah, he's kind of consistent. But it's not like he just went out there and he's living in the Super Bowl all the time. He went there. He lost it. Came back the next year. I think things began to taper off. But I don't think we can automatically assume that Kyle Smith is going to be the guy. You know, you see LaFleur now up there in Green Bay. How many coaches are going to leave here and all of a sudden just show up and have a damn Aaron Rodgers? You know, I think that's the thing. Looking at Sean McVay, how many people leave here and end up with a defense and a guy like Aaron Donald, probably the best athlete in the NFL? You know, those things have to come about, too. It's not just the person. But I'm going to tell you, I've been around this game a long damn time. And coaches and GMs want people that they're familiar with. If you look at it overall, it comes down to a coach. The last thing a coach wants is someone that he feels is dedicated to anyone else other than him. If those two people are dedicated, they can do some wonders together. They may fall together, but they're going to build it back up. And I think that's the way this thing goes. You know, we have seen it happen. I talked about that unconscious bias earlier today. This is a part of it, okay? It's not always a negative thing. It could be a positive thing in some instances. Let's go to Telly in D.C. What's up, Telly? How you doing, man?
B-Miz, what's happening? How's the Redskins?
All right, brother, what's up? How you doing?
Man, I'm cooling, man. It's a wait and see, man. I ain't over ecstatic over the hire, you know, hiring a buddy. I'd rather for the organization to hire a true GM and have the management style where you have the owner, GM, if things ain't going right, pressure puts the owner puts pressure on the GM puts the pressure on the coaches, and it trickles on down. With this buddy-buddy hire, I mean, we'll see. It's a wait and see. We'll see what happens. But off just looking at it, I don't like it off the top. But we'll see what happens, man. I'm going to give it a chance, but we'll see what happens. Tell the risk. Right, it's easy, brother.
But I think the whole thing comes down to a point where, you know, I think what Telly says, just seeing how things go. You know, the owner hires a person, the owner puts a pressure. A lot of times those owners may have a better feel of what the football game is about, okay? We sit here in this town and we say we don't want the owner to be involved. Now we want the owner to put the pressure on people. You know, that's the ultimate thing. But you look at the fact that the whole thing was they wanted to add a person to his front office that takes some of the administrative burden off of Rivera. Herney handled the salary cap in Carolina, among other duties, okay? Last offseason, they hired a former assistant in Carolina, Robert Rogers, and he handled that role. So you get a guy who's done it all. And I know a lot of people feel, and I'm sure it's been proven, it's tough as hell for a coach, one person, to do it all. But if you can hire people and put them in the right positions and they take a lot of pressure off you and you can focus on, like, look at this year. I'm sure this was a tough year. Ron not only had to do a lot of stuff, he had to also deal with a personal issue, which was cancer. He had to battle that. We're taking phone calls on the GM hire and a possibility that Washington may be hiring Marty Herney, 301-230-0980. Taking your take on it, see what your thoughts are. You think this is a good move or you think they should have went with Kyle Smith or some other young person? But I don't have an issue with it, to be totally honest with you. I'm looking at Marty Herney. I looked at his experience. I've talked to him a lot on the radio, and I think the guy has a lot of experience. I feel good about it, you know, but I ultimately understand how people go buddy-buddy and things of that nature, but you know what? If it worked with the buddy, why not try it again? But, you know, you're not going to be able – and but the thing is, I wonder in this town, why is it that we get so caught up in a GM thing when we don't really know what that GM totally does? We don't know if they made – Kyle Smith. Kyle Smith gets a lot of love. Do we know that Kyle was making those decisions? Do we know that the people that were drafted last year were his or were they Ron Rivera's? I mean, those things, those are the type of questions pop in my head. And I've seen a lot of people say, well, he made all – we don't know if he made those picks. And to be honest with you, I doubt if he did a lot of stuff by himself. When the coach comes in and has full control, I don't think he's just going to say, oh, you're going to make all the picks. I think I think Ron had a lot to do with that as well. But then when you get someone who's familiar with the way you think, maybe it's less conversation. They know how you look for things. They know what you're looking for. And they could probably go out there and do it a little bit better. Maybe, and that eases up some of the extra load. Now you can just focus on being a coach. I watch Andy Reid in Philadelphia. And the thing that I fell in love with him about was very much like Joe Gibbs, that they were not micromanagers. They hired people to do jobs. They sat back and let them do it. And I think Ron has some of that in him as well. I don't want to have to be over your shoulder all the time. I want you to be able to do the job that I hire you for and move forward. Let's go to Jimbo in Manassas. What's up, Jimbo?
Mitchell, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, this is kind of a so-so signing for me. I'm not going to pretend like I know everything. Honestly, this season, if it's taught me anything, it's not to overhype somebody just because they're a big name. Like in the offseason, you had like the Amari Coopers out there, the Stephon Diggs out there, the Austin Hoopers out there. And we're all hooting and hollering, oh, we need to sign these guys as soon as possible. Instead, we sign the likes of Logan Thomas, and we keep Cam Sims, and people are like, oh, it's not going to do anything. But here we are, and now we're like lauding him. So, I mean, from the outside, I didn't like it just because of his track record. And the fact that we hear that Kyle Smith has done a lot of the, or at least helped Ron out a lot in determining personnel. But honestly, for this one, I think I'm just going to take a wait and see approach. I mean, what do you think, Peter?
I appreciate your call, man. I believe that's the way to go with it because, you know, we don't know. Listen, I play football and been around it for a long time. Hell, I don't know everything. Sometimes I try to back off and say, okay, I'm going to see, you know, because I think things, but I understand having people that you're familiar with, because if we're trying to do something and I have people that think on the same lines I think, I don't have to sit there and walk them through everything. And it makes everybody's job easy. Everybody knows their role. They play their role. And then things probably will work a little smoother. I think that's what they're trying to get. And if they continue on with that and it works out, hell, this year, you know, everybody say we're going to win 5 games or less. We won 7. We won the East. We went to the playoffs. You know, hey, did not work out how we wanted it to, but we were ahead of things. So let's hope next year things can move even farther. And what if you have a guy like Marty Herney who allows the coach to now this year be more focused on having an offseason program, more focused on having a training camp while someone else is handling those other things to where all I have to do is come and say, this is going on, coach, everything's smooth, boom, boom, let's go. You focus on getting the team better. Maybe, just maybe. That may maybe another 2 or 3 wins. Think about that. I'll take it right now. You promised me 2 or 3 more wins from last year? I'll take it right now. Sign up for it in a heartbeat. Let's go to Upper Marlboro. Check out Greg. What's up, Greg? What's up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, I don't understand why people are so, saying it's a wait-and-see approach, and they kind of criticizing this man's record coming from North Carolina. Well, the one thing they forgot about, what was your record here? He had more success in Carolina than we had here the last 20 years. So I think it's an upgrade over anything that we've had here, dealing with the likes of Bruce Allen and Penny Serrato and everybody else. So at least they have a track record. And that's what I wanted to say. And plus, familiarity is the breed of everything. Why do, when you see other coaches around the league get fired, and the minute they get hired, what do? They hire the people that they're most comfortable and most familiar with. I've seen Parcells do it over the years. You see the people with Belichick kind of align themselves, and Shanahan, all of them bring in guys that are familiar in most cases. So I think it's a good hire. I think it's a smart hire to bring in people that's familiar with him and familiar with things that he's trying to do. And maybe that team, the football team, will take the next step, that next jump. What you think?
All right, man. I appreciate your call. I think along the lines that you think, Greg, and I think that's the whole thing where, you know, as a head coach, I've seen it in many different ways. I've seen head coaches where they're watching their back because they don't know if their whole coaching staff is taking care of them or taking care of somebody else. I've seen head coaches where they don't know if the general manager has their back or not, okay? So they're concerned with that more than they are getting the team ready to play. Right now, I think the way this thing is set up, they're worried about winning football games. The team believes in the coach. The coach believes in the people that he hired because he hired them. The owner hired the coach, and he believed in him and said, hey, you go get a coach-centric mindset. You hire people. You do things. You lead it your way. And I think now that's a difference in what we've seen come from the owner before. So at this point, I'm just at the fact that Ron has things working how he wants it to work. He has people that are all working for the same common cause, and they can move forward and see what they want to do. A lot of people were here when he got here. Just like y'all said, everybody says about the quarterback. He didn't draft the quarterback, so he's not married to him. He wasn't married to anybody else that was here when he got here either. Same thing goes. Get the people in places you think can take you where you need to go and see what happens. Let's go to Jay Flowers in Richmond. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, B. Mitch? First, I want to kick it off, man. I'm getting better with this exercise thing, man. Walked my first 2 miles today. I was doing a mile 2 weeks ago. Scale numbers are dropping on the scale, so keep doing what you're doing. You're motivating a lot of folks.
And, appreciate you, bro.
I want to get through the yes, sir. Keep doing it, man. We listening. Second, I want to get to this football thing, man. I think Ron made a great move by hiring Herney as the GM. Ron is trying to bring people in that he trusts, man. He doesn't want another Dan Snyder pipeline to undermine his plan. Meaning, you know, if Cal Smith was promoted, who says Cal doesn't try to play rough shot and, hey, I was here first, and, hey, I'm going to report to Dan versus Ron. This is just a continuation of organizational change, man, the shakeup that we've been asking for. I tell fans, let's be patient. Let the guy work. I love it. This also is going to put more accountability on players. I remember years ago, man, we had this thing where we had Portis and RG3 had a straight pipeline to the owner. Try it now. Not going to happen. Yeah. We talk about Cal Smith. We have yet to hear anything coming out of Cal's mouth. Cal may be happy where he's at. We don't know. He could be part of the plan. We just don't know, folks. With that, B, I'm going to kick it back to you, man.
All right, man. Take care, Jay. And I look at it like this here, and I'm also throw this out there because I always put it up, and I'm also leave the phone lines open, 301-230-0980, taking your phone calls on the possibility Marty Herney is going to be your next GM here in Washington. I'll say this. I talked about it a lot over the past few years, about chain of command. Talked about it a lot when Vinny was here and all those different things, even Robert. I said a chain of command is something that's vitally important when it comes to sports. Ron Rivera talks about one thing, military background. The chain of command damn sure works in that. So when you see him hiring people, he's making sure that chain of command is proper. And he talked about it earlier that I'm going to hold myself accountable. If I'm going to hold you accountable, I need to hold myself accountable. I think everybody that he brings in already understands that. And everybody will be held accountable. That's the whole thing that I think he's trying to push. And I think that's one thing we lose sight of. Just because Sean McVay left and he did what he did, doesn't mean everybody else that leave is going to be the next big thing. We had some success last year we didn't expect so soon. Why wouldn't we be looking towards next year instead of sitting up here worried about what piece is in place or not in place? The man that came in and changed up stuff quickly. The culture seemed to have changed based off of what I hear coming from the locker room, what I hear coming from coaches. It changed quickly. So if they're trying to change a culture, you keep that moving forward. You don't make it stagnant in any way. And having people who you're familiar with will definitely help you out. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, radio.com. We'll be back.